In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Father of Divine Mercy, we desire to unite ourselves today in a very special way with our Blessed Mother and with the holy apostles and disciples. We want to join with them to wait for your promise. We wait for your promise of the Holy Spirit. We want you to breathe in us the breath of life again, as you did at the very beginning of our creation, so that mankind can come to life again. And we claim this gift through the special merits of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. So for our retreat then, we will call upon the Holy Spirit to come upon ourselves, in our individual lives, in our community, in our families, in the church, and upon the whole world. Today we want to pray very specially for a new Pentecost. We have become so helpless, so lost, so confused. And like the apostles, in a way, we've run away from the Lord, from our Savior. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were not afraid anymore, and they were ready to give themselves totally for the salvation of the world. And so may the Lord accept this day as a day of pleading for the Holy Spirit. We will use the sequence that is provided for Pentecost Sunday, and use this as our prayer and at the same time our meditation. But first, let us recognize that the gift of the redemption, the fruit of the redemption, is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Christ is to be formed in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ is being formed in the church today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we are created again to the image and likeness of God. And as the Council says, we are born of the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so this is why we renew our consecration to you, our Blessed Mother, today, because you are the spouse of the Holy Spirit. We consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. And we unite ourselves with you to ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon us and upon the world. The Holy Spirit is also called the soul of the church. Without the Holy Spirit, the church is totally dead. And today it is important to ask for the Holy Spirit to come, because often we seem to have more confidence in our intellectual pursuits and our meetings than we have in the Holy Spirit. But we as a community here want to recognize that without the Holy Spirit there is no church, that it becomes simply a human institution. We recognize that the Holy Spirit is truly the soul of the church. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. And so now we go to the sequence. Holy Spirit, Lord Divine, come from heights of heaven and shine. Come with blessed radiance bright. Come, O Father of the poor. Come, whose treasured gifts ensure. Come, our heart's unfailing light. O of consolers, wisest, best, and our soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment, sweet repose. In our labor, rest most sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, consolation in our woes. Light most blessed, shine with grace in our heart's most secret place. Fill your faithful through and through. Left without your presence here, life itself would disappear. Nothing thrives apart from you. Cleanse our soiled hearts of sin and souls refreshed within. Wounded lives to health restore. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the wayward home once more. On the faithful who are true and profess their faith in you, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give us virtue's sure reward. Give us your salvation, Lord. Give us joys that never end. So we take each verse as a guide for our meditation. Holy Spirit, Lord Divine, come from heights of heaven and shine. Come with blessed radiance bright. We recognize the divinity of the Holy Spirit by calling him Lord Divine. Come from heights of heaven and shine. We recognize the darkness of our world. And we recognize that the Holy Spirit needs to come, and to come from the heights, to come from above. And we think of Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father and interceding for us and with us. The Holy Spirit is called the gift from on high. The Holy Spirit is our connection with heaven, with the heights of heaven. We can imagine the earth without the heaven. No sunshine, no moon, no stars. The earth would disappear, would simply disintegrate. Nothing could live. And there would be total darkness. And so we recognize that we cannot provide ourselves with the light that will overcome our darkness. And so we call upon the Holy Spirit to come and shine in our world. Come with blessed radiance, bright. The second verse Come, O Father of the poor, come, whose treasured gifts ensure, come, our heart's unfailing light. Our poverty has to do first with the darkness that we experience. At the very beginning of creation, there was a formless void, and there was darkness over the abyss. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, and God said, "Let there be light." And so it's as if from the Trinity, through the Holy Spirit, light would shine on this abyss. Yes, let there be light. Unless we are enlightened, we fumble and we cannot act according to the truth. And so how we need today this miracle to happen again. Pope Paul VI says, even in the church, the smoke of Satan has come. There is a lot of smoke. There's a lot of obscurity, even within the church. And so come, Holy Spirit. O Father of the poor, again, We recognize our utter poverty and misery. It's important for us to see ourselves as we are, the poor is totally dependent on the rich. You can only stand at the corner of the street with his hands opened, waiting for someone to place something in his hands so that he can eat, so that he can live. The Holy Spirit is the Father of the poor. He is the one sent by the Father to put something in our hands, to fill us with his gifts, so that we can live, that we can live as children of God. We read in the Gospel of St. John, to those who receive him, he gave the power to become children of God. So Jesus, when we receive him, gives us the power, that is the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot be children of God. We can only be the children of the serpent. To be poor in spirit is so important that Jesus says it is a condition to receive the kingdom. He sends the rich empty away and fills the hungry with good things. We are nothing. Only God is. Only God is something. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't even pray. We can't even say, as St. Paul says, Jesus is Lord. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. And so we have to learn to become beggars. He is the Father of the poor. Come, O Father of the poor, come, whose treasured gifts ensure. The treasured gifts of the Holy Spirit, what are they? Wisdom. Knowledge. Understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and the fear of the Lord. Indeed, those gifts will ensure us, will give us a sense of security. Wisdom will give us to taste the goodness of God, the sweetness of God. knowledge will give us a deeper insight into our God. Will enable us to see what we could not see on our own of the God who lives in inaccessible light. Understanding we will understand when God speaks to us, especially in the sacred scriptures and through his church. The gift of counsel, we will be able to discern good and evil. We will be able to discern errors when they are present, even within coming from some of the teachers within the church sometimes. And we will be able to discern the truth. As Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." Because of the gift of counsel, we will be protected against heresies and errors, false doctrines. Fortitude, the gift of fortitude, a gift very precious when we understand how weak we are. The gift that was present in the martyrs in a very special way, when nothing would deter them from their faithfulness to the Lord. And how easy we are led astray, whether through greed or lust or pride. This is part of our poverty. But through the Holy Spirit, we can conquer the world. As Jesus said in the Gospel yesterday, "Have courage. I have overcome the world." The gift of fortitude, what a precious gift. The gift of piety. The gift that leads us to say, "Abba, Father." The gift that gives us to truly experience our being the children of a loving Father and wanting to respond with love and devotion to the love and devotion of our Father. The gift of the fear of the Lord. This gift of that gives us to recognize God for who he is. And this recognition commands respect, reverence, fidelity. And as the Holy Father says, this gift is very important because the scriptures say that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He says we cannot receive the other gifts unless we receive this one first. Come, O Father of the poor, come, whose treasured gifts ensure. Come, our heart's unfailing light. A light that does not fail. A light that is always there. As Jesus says, those who follow me will not walk in darkness. They will not walk in darkness because I will give them my Holy Spirit. He will be like the column of cloud and the light, the column of light that accompanied the people of God in the Old Testament in the desert. Come, our heart's unfailing light, always ready to enlighten us, to guide us, if we want to know the truth. He will never fail to reveal it to us. Come, O Father of the poor. Of consolers, wisest, best, and our soul's most welcome guest, a sweet refreshment, sweet repose. Do we need to be consoled? Every time we experience some kind of pain or disappointment, we go off seeking consolation. And sometimes we may even seek consolations that are not legitimate. We want to drown our sorrows. And we are tempted to engage in a behavior that is often very destructive, because we feel such a need to be consoled. We need something to kill the pain. The Holy Spirit is called the Consoler. We could say the Consoler. He is the wisest and the best. What are we going to do with our pain? We need consolation. We will come to him, the Father of the poor. We will come to him, the consoler. And we know that when we come before the Blessed Sacrament, we are being consoled through the Holy Spirit. As we read in the diary of Saint Faustina, when she relates about a very severe pain that she had because somebody had rejected her, and she came to the Blessed Sacrament and she didn't feel the pain anymore. The Holy Spirit, we could say, is an anesthetic. If we go for an operation, we can imagine how we would never want to go through it unless there was an anesthetist, unless we would be administered some kind of treatment that would prevent us from going through the operation. Our lives on earth is like an operation. In the prophet Ezekiel, it says, "I will remove from your bodies your hearts of stone and replace them with a heart of flesh." We all have to have a heart operation. Each and every one of us has to go through this operation. The heart of stone has to be removed. And there will be pain, because we are so self-centered. And the Lord has to take our self-centeredness out of us to replace it with the gift of self, to remove the hatred, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, and replace it with peace and love, joy, total freedom. So could we go through this without an anesthetic? And so we call on the Holy Spirit, and he administers this anesthetic to us so that we can tolerate the rejection, tolerate the pain, and have a successful operation. How precious, what a precious information to know that we don't have to, as they say, go through this cold turkey. That there are ways for us to receive the help from above that we need, the consolations we need in the midst of our afflictions. St. Paul says, where there's been affliction, there's been an abundance of consolation. As long as we say yes to the cross, we will find even a sweetness in the cross through the power of the Holy Spirit. Of consolers wisest and best, and our soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment, sweet repose. Our soul's most welcome guest. As we come to the holidays, we will most probably receive visits from people that we love, cherish, and even ourselves will be guests at some of our friends, possibly. But we do have someone who is ready to visit us, and not only to visit us, but to be with us. As Jesus says, He will be with you. Sometimes we may have a guest and at first be delighted, but after a while we would like to have our freedom because we are so imperfect and our guests are so imperfect, maybe so imperfect. And so when we visit someone, we don't want to abuse our host by staying too long. But with the Holy Spirit, we never get tired of Him, because He brings with Himself such sweetness, such refreshment. And how wonderful it is that Jesus again says He will be with you. He will be in you. And our soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment, sweet repose. In our labor, rest most sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, consolation in our woes. So in our prayer, we speak about what this Consoler will do for us. First, in our labor, rest most sweet. Yes, we do get tired. Yes, we do get exhausted, physically, emotionally, even spiritually. We don't have a place to lay our head. Sometimes our friends are no longer there. Sometimes there is nothing in the world that seems to give us rest. Or if we have looked for rest in the things of the world, we have now found that they don't really give us that rest that we need. The Holy Spirit is our weekend. The Holy Spirit is our Sabbath. Jesus says to the apostles, let us go away and rest a while. To come to sit before the Blessed Sacrament can be looked upon as a chore, but it is really an invitation for us to rest. We may prefer to go to bed somewhere, or go to the city, or whatever. But the rest here will not come from the fact that we're not working hard. It will be a gift of the Holy Spirit. The most active people are those who pray. The others maybe look like they're very active, but they don't accomplish anything. They fly like the chickens, don't get very high. As those who are resting in the Spirit become like eagles. They accomplish great things, much greater things, without even flapping their wings. In our labor, rest most sweet. If we really want to be rested, then let us spend the time with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord. Pleasant coolness in the heat. We experience sometimes this kind of heat. It's just too hot for us. But he brings that sweetness, that coolness that he gave to the children who were thrown in the furnace. Sometimes a life can be like being thrown in a furnace. There's too many things happening around us. Pleasant coolness in the heat. Consolation in our woes. So Lord Jesus, present here with us in the Blessed Sacrament, we call upon your holy merits, the merits of your cross, of your resurrection, that you may fill us and our world today with your Holy Spirit. And we ask this through the special intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and all your saints and angels.